Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour, let me say it again a different way, 7 past the hour, how's that? It's the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. Mercury is retrograde! For those of you who don't know what that means, in literal terms, the planet of communication and transportation, that kind of stuff, it's the planet that rules those things, appears to move backwards in the sky. And that will bring with it moments of confusion for people. If you're in a close relationship, miscommunication happens a lot. Never mind just romantic relationships with the boss, stuff like that. You know, it's a continuation. There are actually, Laura Banks, our astrologer, say? I think there are 6 planets now that are in retrograde, and that, boys and girls, has not happened since 1774. And you may remember there was an interesting thing going on, a little disruption at that time. And the previous time in history, that, or at least modern history, that these planets were all aligned the way they are today was when the Roman Empire crumbled. So look around and see what's there. And a year from now, see what's still there. I think that's the... That's kind of the message here. Jennifer has the latest on Danny Masterson. You don't know him. He was in the 70s show, amongst other things. Apparently, not such a good guy.
Yeah, actor Danny Masterson, who, as you mentioned, Doug, was known for his role on that 70s show, was charged with 3 counts of rape in L.A. County, according to the district attorney's office. Jackie Lacey is her name. Masterson was arrested on Wednesday around 11 o'clock. He was released after 3 o'clock on $3.3 million bail, which is interesting. You're able to, you know, it's coming if you have $3.3 million ready to go to bail yourself out, according to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. He is charged with forcibly raping 3 women in separate incidents occurring between 2001 and 2003. He's expected to be arraigned on September 18th. Now, his attorney, Tom Mesereau, who is, if you remember, Tom Mesereau is like, he was Michael Jackson's attorney, high-profile celebrity attorney for sure, and I think was even involved with Bill Cosby at the end. Really? He said that Mr. Masterson is innocent, and we're confident that he will be exonerated when all the evidence finally comes to light and witnesses have the opportunity to testify. The statement also added that Mr. Masterson and his wife are in complete shock, considering that these nearly 20-year-old allegations are suddenly resulting in charges being filed, but they and their family are comforted knowing that.
So why would that be? Let's talk about why. Why is it just the Scientologists?
Well, they changed the law recently in California that sexual assault charges have a longer
life.
Yeah. Life than they used to, because it used to be that they would time out. And so that was something that I think came about at the beginning, really, of the Me Too movement. Authorities say that he raped a 23-year-old woman between January and December 2001. He allegedly raped a 28-year-old woman in April 2003 and a 23-year-old woman sometime between October and December of 2003, according to the release. They all took place, these alleged crimes took place at his Hollywood Hills home. And if convicted, he faces a sentence of up to 45 years to life in state prison.
Right, what's the read on this from the two of you? Jennifer, you're in LA.
Well,
you know,
okay, so to be honest, I don't know much about Danny Masterson, and I never knew much about his behavior. I know him from that 70s show, but the very first time I had heard about these charges is when they started, or heard about that type of behavior was with these charges. You know, with Bill Cosby, there was kind of that long build-up to the charges. Eventually, you kind of heard the rumor swirling.
Yeah.
I had not with this guy, but he's also not that high profile, so I don't know if that really means anything. Mm-hmm. Certainly, he's had the protection. He's a Scientologist, and there's something to be said for
they
the protection.
They try to intimidate the witnesses and stuff. Yeah.
Well, the one woman, and so I think all 3 of the women who are accusing him are also Scientologists, and when they reported, at least one of them came forward and said when she tried to report this to the Scientology ethics officer, And he told her, well, you couldn't have been raped by him because you were in a consensual relationship. This was his girlfriend for a while, too. And so they said if she went to the police, that she would be charged with, quote, suppressive acts and high crimes. That's within the church. And that she would be banished from the church. This is what they do. They intimidate people. If they have any type of celebrity, that's all they do. I mean, I've watched a million documentaries. I've seen the Leah Remini stuff. I believe that Leah Remini is doing good work with bringing forward these stories. It's unbelievable the tactics that the church of Scientology will take.
They don't let you don't mess with them.
They spend $100 million a year on legal retainers. A friend of mine actually was approached by them to be on retainer for them, and she was like, absolutely not. Because basically all they do is just put out fires anywhere. Every time Tom Cruise is accused of being gay, you ever notice how swiftly those accusations are met with a major lawsuit? Every tabloid has been sued by Scientology protecting Tom Cruise. It's just what they do. But the human rights violations behind all of that, there are people who are in, like, prison camps. It blows my mind that the FBI has not investigated this, or why everyone is so afraid of Scientology. It's crazy.
Leah Remini took to Twitter and said that she said, finally victims are being heard when it comes to Scientology. Praise the Lord. She says, this is a beginning for you, Scientology. Your days of getting away with it coming to an end. And so she celebrated.
She said, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's
she
really
did.
Interesting.
In her tweet, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's really upset because Scientology had driven this wedge between her and her dad. And so, I mean, not only does she have a grudge because she feels that what they're doing is wrong, and certainly she's done a lot to expose it, but because of the personal impact, she lost her father. And her father died without really ever repairing his relationship with his daughter, because once she left Scientology, the church got a hold of him and, you know, really broke up their relationship, which
there was somebody else in her family, too.
What is there about this thing that we call? I had my own moments with Scientology when I first went to L.A. in the 90s, and how
thank
they.
Thank God you didn't get caught up in that.
Well, it really was interesting.
I mean, my dad, the same thing, because they talk about the power of the mind, which is something.
How
you can fix things
all
in your life, right? Yeah, and it's about improving your life, and they pull you in for surveys of improving yourself.
I mean, it's very attractive.
For people who are addicts, by the way, they do actually, at the beginning stages of this, I'll say they do great things. They sweat, you know, they get people off of drugs, and then all of a sudden they get them turned around into this, and then you're kind of stuck.
Well, when I was new on KBC in Los Angeles in 1993, I think it was the summer of 93 when I started there, I wasn't on the air 2 weeks, and I was identified as the new guy in town because I was the freshest voice on any of the talk radio stations there. I think at the time there were, what, three, four talk stations in L.A.? I think three anyway, Jennifer. But why am I asking you? You were like 13 at the time. Anyway, but I was the new guy in town. So right away they call up the producer, can we get on the program? And I said, I don't know anything about Scientology. Yeah, let's put him on the program. So I put him on. I had him on for a couple of hours one night on KBC. And I was fascinated with the way they approached issues, for sure. And I admittedly didn't know much about Scientology at the time, frankly. You hear rumors, but I didn't know that much about it. And so I had him, and there were people that were calling that night. You know, it kind of reminds me of how I was welcomed into Cincinnati when I started working there. It wasn't quite the same tone, because the issue wasn't me being from Boston. The issue was I was dumb enough to believe their crap. And so I got brutalized pretty well the night of that visit and the night after it. Anyway, that's how they got their claws into me. And for a year or so, I paid attention, not with an intention, I didn't want to join, but I was fascinated by the way they did things. It was really fascinating. I had them on my national program, the forerunner to this, as well.
Well, the problem
guy
is they treat celebrities, and this is why Leah Remini never knew what was really going on. They treat celebrities in a completely different class system than they treat regular people. And so the problem is the regular people, when you hear their stories, these are people who bankrupt themselves to have to pay for these courses, and then you spend $500,000, and then you'll get to the next level, and they encourage you to take out mortgages on your property, and it's just horrific. And then the young kids that they put put on that boat. They don't, they're not in school. They're basically scrubbing a boat because L. Ron Hubbard thought he was in the Navy and walked around with the captain's hat on, and he was a psychopath. And so all these young kids who are not in school, the younger girls, if they get pregnant, they're forced to have abortions. The human rights violations are off the charts, and this is happening in America. It just, it blows my mind that this is, that they're not arrested.
And they also seem to be untouchable. I mean,
well,
there are lots of things.
Right, because they have tax-exempt status. They're a church. That's the problem. Yeah. It's religious freedom, and they're hiding behind it. They have been for years.
Video games, are they a solution for ADHD in children? We had that conversation recently here on the DJV program, and guess what? It's shown up as the clip of the day, a focus on these prescription video games. Pretty interesting conversation, if I do say so myself, because it's a fascinating idea. How do these games work? You can hear us talk about it at djvshow.com in the clip of the day. You can also hear the whole program every day, all day. If you don't get enough of us when we're on live on your station, get the whole show in redux, as it were, at you can go to Facebook and connect with us there. Find the audio at djvshow.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industry. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
You want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is one of my favorite pop songs. Annie Lennox has always been one of my favorite pop singers, and the group. I don't know, this song, I don't even know what it means. Walking on broken glass. Have you got an idea, ladies, what the lyric line of this song means? What's the story?
Walking on broken glass?
Yeah.
Well, clearly this was an initiation thing that she was going to into her cult, right?
Annie Lennox? I don't think that's
walking on fire, walking on. It was a joke, Doug.
Okay. Annie founded the NGO group, The Circle. The NGO means non-governmental organization. In 2008, launched the Circle Music Auction on Tuesday to raise money for women around the world who are disproportionately impacted by the Chinese virus. The Circle Music Auction invites fans to bid on auction items like an autographed acoustic guitar from Taylor Swift, an Alberta Ferretti dress worn by Lennox, and an autographed outfit from Madison Beer's Good in Goodbye music video. So I guess I'm supposed to know who Alberta Ferretti is. You ladies probably do know.
Very famous designer.
Yeah. What kind of stuff does she design? What is it? Lennox is always in kind of a interesting, bright.
It's high-end couture.
Yeah.
So it's thousands of dollars for the dress.
Yeah. Now they're usually bright. Biggie kind of brighty.
Depends on the season.
I remember when I met her at Uri's wedding. She
Does she
really
wear a lot of bright colors? I always think of her as more black and white.
Well, it was when she and Stewart had come apart, and he was in a red striped suit.
Yeah, I think of him more in like weird colors. Yeah,
and she was sitting closer to me, and she had on it was reddish green. What I remember about it, but it was loud, for sure. And they both had these loud glasses, sunglasses on. I mean, the glasses that Dave Stewart was wearing reminded me of the stuff that Elton John wears, those glasses. You know, it was just great. Anyway, so that's my Annie Lennox song. They're also selling a lot of, you can buy tickets starting at $10 for a sweepstakes competition involving performances from either Annie or Sting or, I don't know who Emilio Sande is. Who's that?
Emily Sande. Yes.
Who's she?
She's a British singer. She's amazing.
Is she?
Yep. Okay. She's kind of coined as like the new Aretha. She's phenomenal.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I'd like to hear some of her music. The crisis for thousands of women living in poverty is acute, so says Annie. Many no longer have any income. They're suffering domestic violence, have nowhere to turn. I'm delighted that such incredible musicians are stepping up to join me and offer their support. All the proceeds raised by the Circle Music Auction will benefit the Circle's Emergency Appeal, a Women and Girls Solidarity Fund that provides female survivors of violence with their immediate needs, food, hygiene kits, and menstrual products, to an hour of online counseling. Also, 10 days of safe refuge.
Domestic violence cases are through the roof right now. It's horrible.
Thank you. That was my point. We're talking a lot about Black Lives Matter. Women's lives matter. Maybe there needs to be a new...
Exactly why I don't want to see the police defunded, because we need them to help with those
situations.
The problem is women are not calling the cops unless it's an extreme involving a weapon.
Because they're stuck at home.
Right, but they're afraid of their abuser, and that's a much larger case and situation than what the police can do. This is the kind of stuff that actually helps. These, you know, like 10 days of safe refuge and being able for women to be able to get away from the abuser. That's the most important thing.
All I know is that the geniuses in L.A. said they were going to stop responding to those domestic violence calls or suggestions by neighbors because they said that it was too dangerous for the kids if there were children involved.
Well, you know, it's that retribution stuff. It's like not opening the beaches in the summertime because we don't have enough money. That's that kind of thinking, political hack thinking. I love No More, I Love Yous either. That's a good song. Annie Lennox here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As predicted, COVID-19 outbreaks are sprouting up around the United States. The coronavirus death toll here is approaching 120,000, and there are more than 2.2 million cases. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells CBS's Face the Nation that the Trump administration is keeping an eye on areas with flare-ups of the disease.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is on top of all of these outbreaks, looking state by state, county by county, whether it's Arizona, Texas, Florida, a number of these states that are having hot spots, that are having those upticks. So we're surging resources, medical individuals and the like, even individuals from the Department of Homeland Security. We're surging into those areas to understand what is the cause of that outbreak and address that proactively.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
According to the NCAA, they're not allowing tournaments in states flying the Confederate flag. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The NCAA has announced that NCAA Championship Series will not be held in states where the Confederate flag has a prominent presence. The statement targeted Mississippi, writing it's the only state currently affected by the new policy. Mississippi has the only state flag that currently includes the Confederate battle emblem. The flag has come under increased scrutiny recently due to its ties to slavery. The association hosts 90 championships in 24 sports every year. NCAA President Mark Emmert said, "The championships are a special experience for college athletes, and we must do all we can to ensure NCAA actions reflect our commitment to inclusion and support all student athletes."
KPIX TV reporter John Ramos says prisons like San Quentin are a source of great concern for health experts that are battling COVID-19.
Protesters gathered outside to sound an alarm about COVID-19. Paul Goldman says he was recently released from prison and actually spent a short time in San Quentin.
Realistically, is there a way to avoid getting COVID-19 if you're in that prison?
I don't see that there's any way to avoid in any prison in the state of California. There's no social distancing. There's no segregation. The guards just don't care about the inmates, so they're not following the guidelines. They're not wearing masks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four after the hour, the pleasant voices and ideas of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, you and me, the inside scoop on what's happening here in the world. People are motivated by lots of different things, to be sure, and it would be a shame if we were only motivated by one thing, if we only had one dimension in our lives. So many things going on.
What if we were all motivated by love, though? What if it was just love was our motivation, like Marianne Williamson said?
That'd be okay. Sorry with me. Yeah, yeah. All right, but you say that with a snarky...
Marianne Williamson. I don't say it in a snarky way, really, because that is something that all of us should be motivated by.
Yep.
That's a simple thing that we all could do.
Easy. Very easy to come by that. All right, I was wondering how long this was going to take. Matter of fact, yesterday... I thought to myself, we're going to have no more pancake mix, no more waffles.
You're still going to have pancakes.
Aunt Jemima is out. And I wondered again, it's kind of, a racial stereotype, you think?
Yeah. I don't know what took it so long. Aunt Jemima is not going out of business. It's owned by Quaker Oats. It's going to get rebranded. It's going to have a new image. Quaker Oats announced that they recognize that Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype. This brand is 130 years old, and it features a black woman named Aunt Jemima who was originally dressed as a minstrel character. The picture has changed over time. In recent years, when Quaker took over the company, they removed the quote-unquote mammy kerchief
with from the character to because a lot of people were criticizing it. Saying,
Mammy,
like,
how
the
I love you.
Going on
the
here?
Old Al Jolson song, yeah. Al Jolson did blackface. I remember that.
I don't know who that is.
You know what I was going to say? Do you even know who Al Jolson is?
No.
Okay. Sorry,
but anyway, so... But Quaker said removing the image and the name is part of an effort for the company to make progress towards racial equality. The brand's origin and logo is based off the old song, Old Aunt Jemima, which is from a minstrel show and reportedly sung by slaves.
Yeah.
So, so the logo started in 1890. It was based, this is the problem. All these companies are making these statements. And they're not even looking into their own history. They're trying, for years, these companies have tried to say, oh, well, it's not really about slavery, or it's not really about, you know, minstrel shows. It's like, well, it is. And so you haven't addressed it, now you're forced to. So the company's website says that the logo started in 1890. It was based on Nancy Green, who was a, quote, storyteller, cook, and missionary worker. What they failed to mention was that she was also a slave. So, yeah, okay, so let's not, like, whitewash over what actually is going on here. So now Quaker says the new packaging is going to happen in the fall of 2020. Now Mrs. Butterworth's, which I have always wondered how that has been, how that bottle has been around as long as it has. Now Mrs. Butterworth's actually didn't get started until 1961. Right in the middle of the beginning of the civil rights movement. And so a lot of people have criticized that bottle, the shape of it, as a sort of retaliation against the civil rights movement. That's once again, the mammy racial caricature stereotype for black women. The Mrs. Butterworth's brand, they said at the time, was supposed to evoke images of a loving grandmother, but like, really? It's not. And this, the fact that anytime there's also this backstory that they came up with a couple years ago in 2009, where they named, because Mrs. Butterworth didn't have a first name, so they came up with this name and this weird backstory that had nothing to, it was just very strange. So I guess that's what marketing people have been doing. Now they're going to try to, save face and change the bottle
and change the
letter. I guess they're going to change the name of it too. I'm not really sure. The name Mrs. Butterworth's doesn't have no one has a problem with that.
Yeah.
It's just that bottle. And the company said back in the day, oh well, you know, it's a white woman because when the syrup is gone, the bottle's clear. That's what they actually said. But everyone knows it's common
like Michael
knowledge.
Jackson. They use the same technique as Michael Jackson did away in his face.
But the problem, though, is everyone knows the bottle, and it was a well-known fact, the bottle was modeled after the woman who plays the maid in Gone with the Wind. That character is the basis for the bottle. That's what it's modeled after. So in the 60s, they did this. So I don't know. These companies, all along, they've just kind of been forcing, you know, the issue of, oh, no, it's not racist, it's not racist, until finally people have just had enough.
Well,
and so
we overuse that term, frankly. It's just...
this is racist. I don't care if you think it's overused or not. This is appropriate. It's racist.
That's not what I said. I said that we are overusing... Everybody's a racist if they don't agree with some certain identification or definition of racism. So I take exception to that. But there have been a lot of things that have been going on for a long time in our country.
Uncle Ben's,
sort of
that's the other one.
Uncle Ben's rice. Yes,
Uncle Ben's
right.
rice. That's
don't forget
that's
Rice
getting.
Krispies, which I don't understand. They're upset
rice
with the
Krispies?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Because there are three white guys on the cereal box.
What?
Uh-huh.
Huh? Another one.
I have not heard
about that
Rice Krispies.
No,
the Rice
that's
Krispies
really
thing?
Ridiculous. That's
I know. I know. I
have not heard
going
that.
Too far.
Uncle Ben's is another one. See, the aunt and uncle thing, this is another thing that people don't realize unless you are studying African-American history. And it's the aunt and uncle thing is so... It's so offensive because slaves who were allowed to work in the houses were often referred to as aunt and uncle because they weren't given the dignity of being called Mr. and Mrs. And that's the thing. When people say, oh, Uncle Ben, it's like, it's fine. No, it's not fine. And Aunt Jemima's not fine either. This was stripping the dignity from people,
They didn't know any better, and that's not an excuse for it.
Who didn't know any better?
The people who were called aunt and uncle... Whatever. I grew up around somebody who was Uncle Raymond, a black guy that came up to Massachusetts with his friend, Bill Morton, who married my father's aunt, and he lived with them, and he took them out, and they grew up together, went to school together, and when Bill came up here to go to school at Harvard, he brought Raymond Legg, was his name, with him, and Raymond stayed with him for the rest of his life, lived with him, lived in the house, took care of the house, took care of them.
As a slave? I'm not drawing the parallels. I know, so I'm confused.
Well, because I haven't finished the story.
The uncle, because he called him uncle.
I called him Uncle Raymond because he had something. We all loved him, and we didn't know what to call him because we weren't allowed to call adults by their first name. So he became Uncle Raymond. And he was very well liked in the neighborhood where there wasn't a black person to be found in Wellesley, Massachusetts in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. You would have found three black people in the whole town. I don't know that you'd find a dozen there now even. And he fit right in. And people didn't pay attention. This is why I don't understand the skin color thing. I never paid attention to him as a black person. Never. I didn't see it. And I just loved the guy. He was great to me and my sisters at a time when he realized that my family wasn't, the structure of my family wasn't great. And so he would do a lot to help us just be okay. And one of the great things, he was a wonderful cook, man. He made great cookies. But I tell the story because it didn't register with me that he was black, and it, with my sisters either, frankly. So I think that we all have probably stories, maybe good ones, maybe not so good, but I think that there are other things that are going on. That are being put aside, kind of like with a virus now, we're putting other
do you
stuff
want to hear
now.
About rice, do you want to hear about Rice Krispies before?
Yeah,
I don't know the story of this at all.
I don't know
anything about that.
This was a politician in the UK. This is a former Labour Party MP. Fiona Ona Sanyaya is her name. And she has started a recall petition against Kellogg's to justify why Rice Krispies is represented by three white boys, while the Coco Pops mascot is a monkey. And she's very upset. She's been posting a lot on social media. Some of her posts have gone viral. Because Kellogg's has not replied to her email about Coco Pops and Rice Krispies. She said that they have the same composition except for the fact that Coco Pops are brown and chocolate flavored. So she was wondering why Rice Krispies have three white boys representing the brand and Coco Pops have a monkey. This has
okay.
been going
That's,
around.
There you go.
That's
a fair
question.
I
never even, I love, I mean, I don't eat cereal anymore, but I used to love Coco Pops.
Yeah.
But I never even noticed what was
on
the box.
I get that
box.
One. I now
feels
get it.
Very, it just feels very excessive.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, but they're going
to
go.
You have to be a little racist yourself to even think about these things. I believe.
Right, like homophobes, the suspects, the suspicion.
Like I would never look at a box of Coco Pops. I would never look at a box of Coco Pops and go, "Oh, major black."
You wouldn't. I might not. But other people who are looking for
and so to even notice that, you have to be racist yourself.
That's not true. Anytime there's a monkey that's even closely related, I mean, that's you don't have to be a racist.
At this point,
you just need eyes.
Right.
That's not hard to see. I have not seen a box in so long that I don't even know what's on it, and I didn't know there was a monkey associated with it, but I understand why she's upset.
So what's the story with this guy who's charged with a murder of a government security officer who had symbols linked to the Boogaloo Boys? Who are the Boogaloo Boys?
It's some super right wing anti government group.
Oh,
and which is
so
weird,
they're not anti black because that Boogaloo term could be construed to be
you would
connected
think, yeah.
with yeah,
and maybe, I don't know, maybe they are, and I don't know. On the extreme right tent, that's where the white supremacists hang out, so I don't know if that's connected to this group, but it's weird that this guy is in the service.
Well,
he's in the
what was the Nazis' attitude toward
Force?
Blacks? This guy Anderson?
What do you think?
Well,
I
know that I thought about it. That's why I'm asking the question right now. I don't, you know, I knew what was going on with the Jews, but I don't know. What was the attitude Nazis had toward black? Well, I guess if they're trying to make the white race supreme, I guess they don't like blacks either.
Right.
All right, so this ties together, I think.
He's in the Air Force, which is weird. He's a staff sergeant. So if you're anti-government, why would you work for the government? I don't know. It seems weird.
Yeah. Air Force staff sergeant, don't identify his name. So what's the latest on Howard Stern? As long as we're going down this path for a minute, Howard Stern has raised the ire of some.
He wore blackface. He should be canceled.
What he brought? Well, the guy that runs SiriusXM says, as long as Howard wants to work, he's got a home here. 5:49 after the hour on the DJV show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Is it a cold? Allergies, like I have, or worse? How do you know if you've contracted the coronavirus? There's lots of online tools to help, and one of them is 19check.com. We spoke to developer Kathy Tai.
19check is an online telehealth assessment platform that anybody can go on for free to check how likely they are to have coronavirus. So it's a symptoms checker, it's a survey that they fill out, and based on their answers to the questions, we calculate their risk score from low, medium to high. And we can also connect them for free to a nurse practitioner via video consultation, so they can book a time and speak to a medical staff on our team to be able to understand more about their symptoms and whether or not they should be visiting a hospital in person.
The website is simply 19check.com. That's the number 19check.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour, time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com about the latest in car news. It's Car Talk. Yes, a revitalized Car Talk. We get to Nick and some of the stories like the new Bronco is coming out, and maybe it's an interesting coincidence that it's on a particular person's birthday. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. If you're purchasing a new car, it can be kind of pricey. A used car, more affordable, raises concerns about how well the car has been maintained, though. So what do you do? Is there another option? Andy Solomon says yes.
In today's economy, car shoppers are focused on affordability without sacrificing value, making certified pre-owned vehicles a desirable option. Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, has more.
Most car makers offer a certified pre-owned program, but each one is dramatically different. With so many options, finding the right one might feel overwhelming.
To help car shoppers navigate the process, Auto Trader has released the best certified pre-owned programs available in 2020 in both the non-luxury and luxury categories.
Auto Trader factored in model availability, incentives, powertrain warranty, bumper-to-bumper coverage, and other perks when selecting Hyundai and Lexus as the top certified pre-owned programs of 2020. Both automakers feature reliable vehicles. Combine that with excellent warranty coverage, and you can get a used car you can really count on.
For more information on the best certified pre-owned programs available, visit autotrader.com.
All right, so let's get to this new Ford Bronco, which is debuting on whose birthday?
Mr. OJ.
Isn't it amazing? Now, is this on purpose? You're going to be the first guy who drives one of these Broncos out of the lot in Detroit when you go. When are you going? A couple of weeks? When do they do this?
Yeah, so they're unveiling it on the evening of the 9th of July, yeah. And then we'll have it on the radio with you and on the TV on the 10th. The morning after, and exclusive. So, yeah, and the 9th happens to be OJ's birthday. However, Ford have tried to put some distance between themselves and that famous white Bronco driving down the highway in L.A. It was, so if I think they'd realized that that's what they were doing, they would have probably run the other direction.
Well, somebody wasn't too smart there then. And also, it's interesting because the Brown family and the Goldman family are not happy about, I saw that Nicole Brown's, the wife's sister, said she didn't know whether to laugh or cry when she learned that Ford was going to reveal the Bronco on July the 9th. They issued, Ford apparently issued a statement on that, right? They said, don't, that's a coincidence or something.
They're saying, and they are trying to avoid it, so it was probably done without anybody doing any research, and that again, is probably as much their fault as whether they had chosen it or not, but it is what it is, and unfortunately, that's when we'll be. However, we'll get to talk about it quite in depth on the 10th.
Right. You see all the attention that's being given to Airstream and to recreational vehicles in general. The fact you can buy an Airstream now, they'll give you a 30-year loan on it, just like a house. So for about $300-$400 a month, you can buy one of these puppies and put it in your yard, use it as an office, use it as a bedroom, take it on a road trip. Do you think that there's going to be a lot of that stuff? And frankly, a Bronco is a good thing to haul it around with, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. The number one viewed article on our autoexpert.com, the website, happens to be the one about Airstreams. So, yes, there's an appetite for them. People are really into Airstreams right now. And what else are they going to be into? I mean, your vacation choices are stay at home, which you've been doing for the last 4 months, or get out on the road with the kids because nobody wants to fly anywhere. So, really, an RV. And, by the way, RV rentals are up 1,000% right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the summer of RVing this year.
Yeah.
They're popular because that's all we got, baby.
Yeah, it is. And that's also incentivizing the car business because people want to buy new reliable cars or good used cars, right?
Well, yeah, you always have to work out the towing capacity, which is a lot of people don't realize this, so you can't just hook it up to your Honda Civic and tow that, 36-foot trailer around. You've got to have something that can take that, otherwise you'll burn the car. And a lot of these vehicles are not designed for towing, so people want to buy something for towing, trucks, SUVs, they're all hot items right now.
So that begs the question as we go, I noticed all Lyft rides are going to be electric cars. How are the electric cars vehicles going to be at towing in terms of torque and power?
Well, I think Tesla says they can do it. It doesn't do well. It drains about a third, the power a third faster. However, this whole thing about Lyft going electric by 2030, I think it's much of a sham, my friend, because Lyft is in real trouble. They've laid off a whole bunch of people. They've furloughed a whole bunch of people. I think it's just say, hey, look at us. We're still here. We're still getting rides during COVID.
Yeah, here's a lot of attention about the stuff to keep them vibrant or viable. All right. Big time, big deal. Nick Miles here on the DJV program. His website, ourautoexpert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.